to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. Joining me today is our medical co-host, the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, happy summer day.
Happy summer day to you, too. It's about time we had some nice summer days. Okay, and we have a special guest with us today, Jack Chalom. He's an author, a lecturer. He's also known as the Nutrition Reporter, which may have something to do with the excellent newsletter he authors. Jack's become a frequent guest on our show, and we look forward to his appearance. And welcome to the Wilner Window, Jack.
Good afternoon. It's good to be with you once again.
Oh, yeah. Okay, you can learn about Jack's newsletter, by the way, by going to www.nutritionreporter.com. And we also want to point out that Jack's presence on the show today is made possible by the generosity of the Solgar Vitamin and Herb Company. And we want to thank Solgar for this, so thank you, Solgar. Now, we're going to start off today's show talking about, bone and joint health. And I guess the orthodox medicine has things for bone and joint health, but they tend to have a lot of side effects, you know, intestinal problems and other things. So it's nice that we can talk about a lot of natural products that seem to positively affect bone and joint health. And I'm looking at them at the lineup that Solgar has, and they have, I would say probably about 25 products, 25 products, that are related to bone and joint health. With that introduction, Jack, where should we start?
Why don't we start with just a general discussion? And what I like to point out is that both bones and joints, such as the cartilage around the knees, these are living, changing tissues. And, a lot of people feel like, well, bones and like teeth, and teeth are a form of bone, are just kind of like rigid tissues, and they can only break down. But there's this concept called bone flow, and the tissue is continually replenished. With one caveat, that we have the nutritional building blocks to continue building both bone and joints. And we can start talking a little bit about bone first with that introduction.
Yeah, I know you have. I know you talked about the living tissue of bone. I know there's things called osteoblasts and osteoclasts, and one of them helps to build up bone. One of them helps to break down bone, and that's why it keeps molding itself and remolding itself.
Yeah, and it's really part of this ongoing natural process. And one doctor once told me that if you spend a lot of time sitting, that alters genes involved in what bones are replenished and which ones are not. If you're physically active, that also alters bone activity in terms of what type of bone is renewed. And this is probably one of the reasons why exercise is very good for maintaining bones.
Absolutely. I always recommend it to people who are concerned about bone health. You know, of course, I'll recommend the proper nutrients, but I also remind them how important it is to let their bones know that they need to be strong.
Yeah, yeah, and exercise is part of it. Eating a lot of vegetables, interestingly enough, also supports bone health because the vegetables improve the acid alkaline balance of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're eating very few vegetables, we tend to be more acidic, which actually stimulates the breakdown of bone to buffer that sort of systemic acidity.
Hmm.
You know, the research on this really goes back probably 50 years, but over the last 10 years, some really prominent researchers have gotten into this area, Tufts University and the University of California, and it's really very solid research.
Excellent, excellent. That's and they're talking about exactly what?
Eating more vegetables to increase the alkaline level of the body, which helps preserve bone. And, of course, there are many, and we're going to get into this, that there are so many nutrients involved in supporting normal bone health. And things that we can really enhance through supplementation.
Absolutely. I know people, you know, people think about bones, you know, the first word is calcium.
Yeah, and calcium, as important as it is just one part of the total picture. There are so many other nutrients involved.
Of course. Yeah, I know. That's why we have, you know, we have so many different formulas and so many bone formulas and all sorts of other goodies, you know, new things that people never heard of, like vitamin K2. You know, all of a sudden, there's things that are popping up that you didn't have in the equation maybe 5 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fascinating and very fast-moving area, nutritionally speaking.
Absolutely. Okay, with that introduction, you know, to the generalities of bone health, how does someone pick a formula? You know, if somebody goes to their doctor, you know, a lady goes to the doctor and, you know, doctor says, you know, you have osteopenia. You know, it's not osteoporosis, but you're just sort of starting to lose a little bone. Where do you start them off? What do you do?
Well, I think a lot of people would leave that conversation and they would think strictly in terms of, oh, I need to take more calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And that's good, but again, that's just one part of the total picture. And you need vitamin D3 to increase the absorption of that calcium. And if you're not getting enough vitamin D and you start taking vitamin D, you'll increase the absorption of calcium from the digestive tract by 50% or more.
Mm-hmm.
That's just one small step. And so vitamin D3, which is far better absorbed than the D2 form, is certainly my choice.
I agree, and D3 is the kind of vitamin D that's found in fish liver oils, and there are some products that are derived from lanolin that for vegetarians that also provide vitamin D3. Vitamin D2 is the form that's usually associated more so with vegetables. They have to, you know, you have to use vitamin D2 that's irradiated, and I would much rather use the vitamin D3 as well. I agree with you.
Jack, how much are we thinking of giving people these days?
In terms of D3, it's interesting because I just had conversations with probably the top three vitamin D doctors in the country. This is from an upcoming magazine article. Dr. Michael Hollick, mm-hmm. Dr. Robert Haney, and Dr. John Cannell. And basically, the bottom line recommendation for adults is 3,000 IU a day. And Dr. Cannell says, you know, don't kind of like get stressed out trying to figure out what's best for you. He just said straight out, take 5,000 IU a day, unless you're going to spend a lot of time in the sun that day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's about where I am these days.
You know. Yeah, and I'm taking about 8,000 IU a day, and every couple of years I go back to my nutritional doctor friend and have my vitamin D measured. And it's interesting, when I was taking about 6,000 IU a day, I was just kind of like average normal. And he recommended that I go up a little bit higher, so I started taking 8,000 IU a day, and I'm at an optimal range now.
What do you consider, not to get personal about your vitamin D level, but what do you consider optimal?
Well, my level was 63 nanograms per milliliter of blood, and I think optimal is probably 50 to about 65. And some of the studies on people who work outdoors, on surfers, on construction workers, show that their blood levels of vitamin D, this is from sun exposure, it is upwards of 80 and 90 nanograms per milliliter of blood, and they're certainly showing no harmful effects.
No, that's great. That's great. Okay, I'll tell you what, Jack. Why don't we pause for a short break, and then we'll continue talking about a little more about vitamin D and some of the other goodies. Okay, you're listening to the Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Challum, will all be back after these messages.
Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract, along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesame, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Choles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
We have a number of Jarrow products as part of the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration that are on sale at one-half price. You can check our website, wilner.com, for the full details.
Now, you don't find too many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long means they must be doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. What's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements and professional guidance, and how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs, and in addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com, for both the regular discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106 or in the stores. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. The downtown store is at 253 Broadway, near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we're conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemist and Nutritional Supplement Professionals. We'll be back in just a moment.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamin. Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired, feeling the effects of stress, mental burnout, fatigue, poor immune function? If so, you're likely to benefit from adaptogenic herbs. Adaptogenic herbs include Chinese and American ginseng and Eleutherococcus or Siberian ginseng. The Wilner Chemist Liquid Herbal Supplement Ginseng Energy Blend contains all these forms of ginseng, along with licorice, ginkgo biloba, faux tea, ginger, and codenopsis. This blend is designed to enhance emotional, physical, and mental energy. Wilner's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend comes in a regular tincture and also as an alcohol-free version. These adaptogenic herbs have a long history of enhancing stamina, boosting energy, and helping the body cope with stress. Wilner Chemist's Phytotech Ginseng Energy Blend. No caffeine, no sugar.
Come to my...
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gatomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, the nutrition reporter, Jack Challum. And we were talking about, starting to talk about bone health and vitamin D. And where were we when I rudely interrupted you, Jack?
Well, we were just talking about the role of vitamin D in calcium utilization, and the amounts that are now being recommended, and these recommended amounts are creeping up now to at least 3,000 IU a day for adults. The ideal way is to go to your doctor and get your blood level tested, and then take vitamin D and then get retested after 3 months. But not everyone can do that.
Yeah. It's funny because I was at a pharmacy continuing education seminar a couple weeks ago, and it was really related to diabetic medication. But the lecturer was from one of the medical centers, and he regularly tests vitamin D's, and he says a lot of diabetic patients, he says he's getting levels of 5, 7, things like that. I was amazed. Could you imagine
what's
going on?
What's really odd is I see people where I sometimes give them very high doses, and the vitamin D level barely comes up. And it's a mystery. There's a subpopulation of people that just don't seem to raise it unless you get to extremely high levels.
Yeah, one of the complicating factors is people who are overweight or obese. And for some reason, the fat cells in these people start soaking up the vitamin D. And basically keep the vitamin D from being accessed by other tissues. And there was just a study published showing that when people lose weight, their vitamin D levels go up. And it's being liberated by these fat cells that are shrinking.
That's very interesting. I never thought of that one. That's a good one, Jack. I like it.
Yeah.
I like it, you know. But, you know, vitamin D isn't the only fat-soluble vitamin. You're talking, obviously, about vitamin E and vitamin K, you know.
Yeah, and I suspect the same thing happens with other fat-soluble vitamins. It's just they haven't been tested in this particular way. But I think it's a fairly easy leap to realize the same thing is going to happen. And fat cells are not very productive cells, at least not in terms of doing anything positive.
Mm-hmm.
They just seem to just suck up a lot of other nutrients and keep them from the rest of the body.
Yeah. Okay. So we're looking at robust levels of vitamin D to help absorb the calcium and do a bunch of other things as well. But so when you're talking about this theoretical person I mentioned earlier, you know, we have her taking at least 3,000 IUs of vitamin D, and how much calcium do we want to give someone?
I would probably suggest 500 to 1,000 milligrams a day, and I would try to go up, maybe 500 milligrams of magnesium. It's a little trickier because too much magnesium will loosen the bowels. And so I often recommend that people take a couple hundred milligrams in the morning and then a couple hundred milligrams later in the day, just to minimize that risk. Dr. Podell, have you found this in your practice?
Yes. The magnesium, of course, can give people diarrhea. What you want to do is avoid the magnesium oxide, which is the least well absorbed and the most likely to give diarrhea. Magnesium chlorides, magnesium glycinates, all the amino acid-linked magnesiums are absorbed better, less likely to give diarrhea. Take it with food, and you can split the doses. So you take a small amount twice a day instead of a big amount at once.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I've had that experience also with people.
Yeah, I think it's important for people to keep in mind that magnesium works with calcium in terms of bone health. And after calcium, the second most predominant mineral in bone is magnesium. And so when you overload calcium and you're not taking any magnesium at all, you're really not doing anything good for your bones. You need both of these minerals.
All right, yeah, and, you know, there's many other things, of course. You know, we don't think of it often, but you have trace minerals. You have some, you know, you have the zinc, you have the chromium, you have the boron, and things like that. All of those things are important.
Yeah, they certainly are. And one of the other things that people forget is protein. Mm. And bone is really a matrix of proteins and minerals. And a lot of people just aren't eating enough protein. And I find when I'm talking with seniors, they just don't have much of an appetite. And they're not eating a lot, period, or they're eating a lot of carbohydrates. But protein is very, very important for the bone. One of the supplemental products I like, and I know you sell it in the stores, is Solgar's Way to Go.
Oh, yeah. Way to Go is an excellent whey formula protein. Okay, you know what, Jack? We're going to have to pause for another short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about some more of the products that are important for enhancing and improving bone health. You're listening to The Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Dr. Richard Podell. We'll be back in just a moment. When you think of supplements that support joint health, what comes to mind? Glucosamine, chondroitin, and MSM. Those three nutrients are known to support the synthesis and repair of joint tissue, reducing inflammation and pain, and stimulating healing. Doctor's Best offers all three of these nutrients in one convenient capsule, and it's now on sale in the 240 size at one-half price. Other products from Doctor's Best, also on sale at one-half price, are hyaluronic acid with chondroitin, high-absorption CoQ10 100 mg, natokinase, red yeast rice, and strontium bone maker. For more information on these Doctor's Best one-half price specials, check out current sale flyer online at www.wilner.com or call Wilner Chemists at 1-800-633-1106.
Dr. Hoffman's on top of the latest medical news, weeknights at midnight on News Talk Radio 710, WOR. WOR.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporate it. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And as you head on out this afternoon, some problems on the Grand Central Parkway. This report is sponsored by New Jersey Transit. It's going to be on the eastbound side right by LaGuardia Airport crash. It's been cleared to the right shoulder, but still a lot of delays through the area, so anticipate that. Belt Parkway eastbound across Bay Boulevard, an accident in the right lane. Westbound side on the brakes, Kennedy Airport out towards the Mill Basin Drawbridge. Still dealing with heavy traffic on the Cross Bronx Expressway eastbound side between the GW Bridge right out to the Bruckner. You're better off with the Bruckner-Deegan combination, especially now that the Yankee game is well underway. The delays on the Deegan should be easing out for you. Getting across the George Washington Bridge, that's still about a 20-minute tie-up for you. It's going to cost you 15 minutes in town over at the Lincoln Tunnel, and over at the Holland Tunnel, it's going to be about a 10 to 15-minute wait in both directions. Some are stuck in traffic, some aren't. Save up to $6.50 when you take the train to the Jersey Shore. Visit njtransit.com/summer for details. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know. And here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Prodell, our special guest, Jack Challum. And before we get back to the discussion, I want to alert you to one of the 100-year anniversary sales now in effect at Wilner Chemists, because it really is extraordinary. We have CoQ10 supplements from Solgar, 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 and 400 milligram, on sale at 75% off list price. Also, we have selected supplements from many other companies as part of the 100-year anniversary celebration that are on sale at one-half price. Check Wilner.com or stop by the store for the full list. Okay. All right, we were talking about calcium and magnesium and vitamin D. Okay, what else do we have to do to finish that equation, Jack?
Well, I mentioned protein, and so I'm going to get a little more specific. And the predominant protein in bone is a protein called osteocalcin. And I know you know where I'm heading with this. But to activate osteocalcin, we need vitamin K. Mm. And the studies have shown that vitamin K2, the MK4 form of vitamin K2, and I know this starts to get a little complicated, seems to be especially good at activating osteocalcin. There have been some interesting studies done in this country and in Japan showing that very high doses of vitamin K2 actually reverse osteoporosis in women. And when I first saw these studies, I just thought, wow, is this possible with just one nutrient? And apparently it is. Part of the reason is vitamin K1 is found in leafy green veggies, and most people just aren't eating a lot of veggies. So they seem to respond very well to vitamin K2.
Okay, Jack, now this is probably, while less publicized, this is just as important an issue of how much vitamin D, because you look at the vitamin K studies and they're done with a huge range of different doses. So what do we think is the best dose for people to take for osteoporosis and vitamin K?
Well, therapeutically, what the studies have tended to use is 45,000 micrograms a day, basically 45 milligrams a day, which, you know, could be 5 or 9 capsules a day, depending on the formula.
I think the usual dose of something like, you know, the MK7 product is about 90 micrograms.
Right. And you see studies at 90. You see studies with higher doses as well.
Yeah. There was one study, as you know, that you know, you mentioned just now, the 45,000. I think the researchers who did the 45,000, you know, got a bit aggressive. You know, they did that, but I almost think they wanted to use 45 micrograms, not 45,000 micrograms.
Yeah, but you know, there was a meta-analysis. I'm pretty sure in Archives of Internal Medicine that showed that this very high dose was very, very effective. And you know, we probably should talk a little bit about the two different forms of vitamin K2. And these studies on osteoporosis focused on the MK4 form. And this is a little different from the MK7 form of vitamin K2. And I hope our listeners aren't just glazing over with this discussion at this point. But the MK7 form seems to have better results in reducing calcification of the arteries, mm-hmm, than it does with bone health. And no one has really compared these two particular forms of vitamin K2 against each other. All the comparisons have been against vitamin K1. And the body does have the ability to convert some of these forms into other forms of vitamin K. But for osteoporosis, thin bones, I would certainly go with the MK4 form of vitamin K2. Now, one of the rules of thumb I always use is if you're combining nutrients, which I think everyone should, you could probably get by with lower doses. And so instead of 45,000 micrograms, maybe 10,000 micrograms, you know, to 10 milligrams, combined with vitamin D, calcium, magnesium, trace minerals. I think that should work for most people.
Now, does vitamin K2 come at higher doses than 90 micrograms commercially?
I've seen MK4 form as high as 5,000 micrograms. The MK7 form tends to be in much lower doses, around the 90 microgram level, give or take a few micrograms.
Yeah, it's usually 90 is the standard. I'm looking, matter of fact, I'm looking at one of Solgar's products. It's called Advanced Calcium Complex with vitamins D3, K2, zinc, and boron. And there, that's a 4-tablet-a-day dosage, which gives you 65 micrograms of the MK7. You know, the from Natto.
Yeah. So, I think people can go up. Most people can go up safely to higher doses of the MK7 form. Again, no one's really compared the MK4 and MK7 forms of vitamin K2 in terms of which one actually is better. And I wish someone would do that study. But one of the roles it turns out that vitamin K plays is it regulates where the body deposits calcium.
Mm-hmm.
And when you don't have enough vitamin K, calcium tends to be deposited in the arteries where it really doesn't belong. And it's not deposited in the bones where it is needed to make osteocalcin. And so when you start increasing your vitamin K2, the calcium really leaves the arteries, basically helping to prevent hardening of the arteries, and basically helps build calcium and in the bones and strengthens the bones.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, you have you're starting to get a picture of everything. You have the calcium, you have the magnesium, you mentioned adequate amounts of protein, you mentioned the vitamin D, of course, the K2. You know, so that's some of the trace minerals, zinc. You know, as I pointed out, the Advanced Calcium Complex from Solgar also gives zinc, copper, manganese, and boron as some of the trace minerals.
Yeah, and I think that's really a very good broad spectrum nutritional supplement for people at risk of osteoporosis.
Okay, all right. Interestingly enough, Solgar also has a whole range of calcium formulas, and they just introduced a liquid calcium magnesium vitamin D3 formula in a few different flavors. So any of you folks who have difficulty swallowing, you know, don't like to take a lot of pills, as you say, you can use liquid calcium, magnesium, and vitamin D. And the calcium and magnesium are in the form of the citrates, and the vitamin D is vitamin D3. So that's a nice alternative for those of you who hate to swallow a lot of big pills.
Yeah, and these are really good products, and I think part of the process is the consumer really has to just get a sense of what would probably work best for me, given my diet, given my lifestyle. And so I'm in favor of a marketplace with a lot of different products and formulations. And I might point out that the liquid calcium and magnesium actually tastes pretty good. I used to be wary of liquid supplements because of the taste factor, but Solgar's done a very good job here.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's they have a blueberry. What other flavors they have? Blueberry, orange, vanilla, and natural strawberry. Natural orange, natural strawberry, natural blueberry. How could you beat it? You could probably use it in. You know, pour some over your ice cream.
That's a good idea, actually.
I was waiting for somebody to pick up on that. Okay. You know what? Let me give you folks the phone number here in the studio if you have any questions about anything we're discussing. 800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number here in the studio. It also works from down in Atlanta, Georgia. If you Atlanta folks listening, give us a call. We love hearing from you as well. Okay. By the way, you know, we also said that we were going to discuss joint formulas, but you know, we're having so much fun with the calcium that maybe we'll talk about the joint formulas for the second hour. How does that sound, Jack?
That sounds great.
All right, I knew you'd love it. Okay. All right, so I gave you the phone number, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. And until the phones start coming in, how about we go to our next break? You're listening to The Wilner Window here on WOR New York, WGKA down in Atlanta, Georgia. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Jack Chalom, and we'll all be back after these messages. The brain, like the rest of the body, requires nutrients to operate at the highest capacity. The act of replenishing the brain's naturally depleted nutrients may aid in the maintenance of healthy brain and cognitive function. Bluebonnet's new product, Power Thought Caplets, provides a powerful synergistic blend of highly advanced cognitive-enhancing nutrients that include phosphatidylcholine, phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, L-tyrosine, taurine, pyroglutamic acid, DMAE, and ginkgo biloba extract. Power Thought Caplets from Bluebonnet, a nutrient blend designed to enhance and optimize brain function. Here's food for thought, the supplement for enhanced mental function, Power Thought from Bluebonnet. For best results, take with Bluebonnet's EPAX Omega-3 Brain Formula Soft Gels, high-potency EPA and DHA from Peruvian deep-sea cold water fish. All Bluebonnet products available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we are offering some great discounts on Solgar line. First, selected Solgar supplements including the popular Way to Go protein powder, Solgar's multivitamin products, amino acids, and men's health supplements are all on sale at 33% off. Way to Go high-quality protein that tastes great. And as we mentioned earlier, we still have four Solgar's Q10 supplements at an unbelievable 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 milligram, and 400 milligram duo packs. This means you get two bottles for the price of one, and they're on sale at 50% off. That's the equivalent of 75% off on these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemists.
We might not like to admit it, but when it comes to weight loss, calories do count. Eliminating sugar and other calorie-rich sweeteners is an obvious way to cut back, but so-called artificial sweeteners have obvious drawbacks. We've been looking for a natural, good-tasting, non-caloric sweetener for a long time, and it's finally here. Stevia. Derived from the leaves of a natural plant from South America, this low-calorie sugar substitute has become extremely popular with those on carbohydrate-controlled diets and weight loss programs. Wilner Chemist is now offering a state-of-the-art line of stevia products in liquid dropper bottles, including new flavored versions, vanilla, cinnamon, chocolate, lemon, orange, and peppermint. They taste great. They're gluten-free and organic. One or two drops is all you need. Stevia, regular and the new flavored versions, now available from Wilner Chemists. Buy one 2-ounce bottle at our regular discount price and get a second 2-ounce bottle. You can pick the flavor at one-half price. What a deal. Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals. 1-800-633-1106 or www.wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106 or wilner.com.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Jack Chalom. And those of you who are calling in, keep calling. We're having a little bit of a phone glitch at the moment, but our engineer, Noah Fleischman, says it's going to be fixed momentarily. Meanwhile, he's dancing around the control room. You wouldn't believe it. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, my lovely wife, Pat, just dropped into the studio, and she asked the following question for Jack. Are there side effects of vitamin K, and in particular, do people experience a bad taste in the mouth as a result of taking vitamin K?
Well, actually, I was going to bring up some of the caveats with vitamin K. I've never experienced any bad taste, but I take it as a capsule. The biggest caveat, as you know, is with people taking Coumadin or any other type of anticoagulant drug that is a vitamin K antagonist. Not every drug falls into this category. I don't think Plavix does, as one example. But basically, if a person is on a drug like Coumadin, his physician typically advises him to reduce or eliminate vitamin K.
Yeah, because the way Coumadin works is by blocking the action of vitamin K, and if you do that, you get, in effect, blood that's less sticky. The issue that I'm always asked is, well, in that case, if you take vitamin K, is it going to make your blood clot? And the answer is no. Extra vitamin K does not make you more likely to have a blood clot, but insufficient vitamin K does tend to make people more prone to bleed, but only to the degree that it's really extreme deficiency or taking something like Coumadin that actively blocks the vitamin K.
Yeah, and there have been some studies finding that low-dose vitamin K supplementation actually leads to a more stable, predictable blood level. And when you combine that with Coumadin, you basically just have more stable blood levels of both the drug and vitamin K.
See, my interest in vitamin K comes, you mentioned earlier, you don't want calcium deposited in the arteries. You don't want calcium deposited on the heart valves. And vitamin K seems to prevent that. And this is something we see very commonly when we just take a chest X-ray. You'll see calcium in the aorta, calcium on the mitral valve. And so vitamin K will probably have a role in cardiovascular health that goes beyond the osteoporosis.
Yeah, yeah. And interestingly enough, one of the side effects of Coumadin is a higher rate of bone fracture and osteoporosis. I'm not a fan of the drug companies, but they are working on a whole new class of anticoagulants that don't impact vitamin K. And so I think this picture will change in the coming years, but most of these drugs have not yet hit the marketplace.
All right. Well, we have one, you know, as you mentioned earlier, Plavix, which works on to make the platelets less sticky. which really, by the way, is what fish oil does. So that's interesting as well.
Yeah, and fish oil certainly is better. It isn't going to pose the side effects of a drug. And then that's one of the differences between, quote-unquote, nutritional therapies and drugs.
Yeah.
Drugs typically result in side effects, and nutrients typically result in side benefits.
Okay, let's say hello to Amy calling from Manhattan. Hi Amy.
There. Hi there. I understand the caveat that you just expressed about Coumadin and vitamin K consumption. But the other side of that question is, for someone who happens not to be on warfarin, Coumadin, Plavix, or any of those other drugs, but who has the possibility of a bit of a sticky blood and is taking a baby aspirin daily, what about the effect of vitamin K?
Okay. I think that the significance of vitamin K is great. If you listen to the discussion, you know that if you don't take vitamin K, you have a high possibility of depositing calcium in your blood vessels, on your heart valves, and things like that. I think, you know, that overrides the baby aspirin issue. I would rather, for non-sticky blood, I would rather take, you know, as I said just before, I'd rather take fish oil.
Absolutely. Because I was on the phone. The other part of it is that I am a vegetarian. I eat a whole pile of green vegetables, and a lot of those things that people who take Coumadin have to really watch themselves on. So with that factored in, again, your best advice. And how much vitamin K if you're, you know, an upper limit or a range?
Well, I guess based on what you just said, if you're eating a lot of leafy green vegetables, you're probably getting plenty of vitamin K1 right there. And the body will convert some K1 to vitamin K2. The conversion rate seems to be variable. So you may be, because you're one of the minority of people eating a lot of veggies, you may have very good vitamin K levels. Dr. Podell?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, wish me good luck on my BMD tomorrow.
Good
my
luck.
Bone, and my bone mineral density test tomorrow. And is your shop open today?
No.
No, you're not.
No. But,
okay.
But don't, you know, but when you get your bone mineral density, if it's not really what you want, you don't have to run and take, Fosamax and drugs like that.
I do not. I happen to take a Miacalcin nasal spray, which probably doesn't do a hell of a lot of good, and I do not take many drugs of the kind that would, you know, disturb my digestive system, GERD, or anything. I'm a careful consumer of big pharma.
All right. Good for you, Amy.
Okay.
Good
thanks
luck.
A lot.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Peter from Jersey City, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Yes. Good day, gentlemen. Whenever Dr. Jack is on, I always wanted to call and ask him because he's big on protein powders.
Yeah.
Now, I get about 30 grams of fiber a day, and I drink about close to a gallon of water. And so I do all the things that you would not ordinarily get constipated, and I generally don't get constipated until I try protein powders. It doesn't matter which one, whey, egg, rice, you name it, I've tried them all. And to my dismay, I always get constipated. The only thing I can take is the Twin Lab that makes an amino fuel, and that has 15 grams. It's liquid, and I do okay on that. But I would sure love to take that Solgar whey protein that you're talking about. But the problem is, like I say, as soon as I try to take like 25 grams of protein in a scoop in water or in any kind of liquid, I get constipated, and I have to give it up. So any advice, doctor?
The way I use the way to go is I'll put a scoop in a kind of a tumbler With almond milk, and I tend to prefer the vanilla almond milk and the vanilla flavored way to go. And I'll shake it up, and you could do the same thing in a blender. And that seems to work very well for me, but I've never had a constipation issue. You mentioned you're consuming a lot of fiber. Is that as a supplement, or is that through vegetables?
Vegetables and a supplement, actually. So I try to get like 20, 25, 30 grams a day with a lot of water, and I'm never constipated. Only when I go to use the protein powders of any kind, I just seem... I was wondering, maybe your patients get that, what you would give advice for, you know, how you would get around that.
I've never seen it in the clients I do nutrition counseling with.
Okay, you know what, Jack, we have to interrupt the discussion. If Peter wants to hang on for the next hour, he can. Right now, we need to pause for a message.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
All right, you hear that music. That means we are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Our special guest, Jack Chalom, will be back again for the second hour. And I want to remind you that during Wilner Chemist's 100-year anniversary celebration, we have special sale with discounts of 50% or more in addition to our regular seasonal sales. You can check our website, wilner.com, for the details. And we have some prize drawings. You can enter your name for those things as well. Those of you who are on the phones, you can stay right where you are, and I promise we will get to you after the second hour. We'll be back at about 5 minutes after 3 o'clock. See you then.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.